Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Thursday, November 9th, 8 a.m. Central Time, live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 25,150 head, including 2,700 yearling steers, 4,000 yearling heifers, 15,700 wean calves, and 1,150 calves on cows. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for information at 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
The cattle markets finished today slightly lower. December live cattle were the weakest contract at 125.32. That was down from today's high of 127.67. And a little bit lower than where we were 2 days ago with contract highs. There's a gap below the market on December live cattle, down in the 121-122 range. To actually fill it, the gap would need to, where the market would need to get down to 121.62, and that's on December. The cash market today, box beef on choice was up 51 cents. It continues to show strength at 209.25. Select was $1.45 higher at 194.53. Choice select spread $14.52. A couple of big runs here. Oklahoma City's had 11,000 head here today, so that was a pretty big run there. I think the higher prices and the good weather has got this market shaken up just a little bit. The market on the live cattle has been rallying since the first part of August. We've gone from about 107 up to a high of 127, so I had a $20 rally in the last 2.5 or 3 months on live cattle. And feeder cattle about the same, anywhere from 60 and 70 lower on the front end to 30 higher out on the far end. And that market's rallied about the same over the last couple of months, so it's been a really good start to the week.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets were a little bit stronger here, especially in the beans. We were 6.5 to 7 cents higher. Looks like we've got some higher or drier weather down in Brazil. That's really helping the global outlook on soybeans. Also, weekly exports were a little bit better than expected. And the harvest at this point for soybeans is nearly complete. It's expected on today's, this afternoon's crop condition and progress report is expected to show 90% complete on the bean harvest, and in corn harvest, 65% complete. So we're moving along really nicely. The next USDA report is on Thursday, November 9th. It'll be a mid-morning report, and that could be the next week next day of some action here. The wheat's 2.5 to 3.5 higher on Kansas City. That puts Kansas City July up 2.75 at 477.5. Chicago wheat up 3 to 3.5, and then corn down 0.5 cent. The hedge fund and managed money picture really hasn't changed all that much. We're still short about 109,000 contracts of wheat, 201,000 contracts of corn, and 33,000 long of soybeans. And the market's really reflecting that as the hedge funds have been defending their length in the beans.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.